All right, we are roughly 45 minutes to the closing bell, and although markets are selling off a bit today, they're still in record territory when you consider where we've been all year. And then there's a new article on the Yahoo Finance webpage. Our editor-in-chief, Andy Serwer, interviewed Ian Bremmer from Eurasia Group. And Mr. Bremmer said that there's a, quote, real chance the Afghanistan withdrawal could destroy President Biden's administration, the presidency. But the markets seem to be looking in the other direction. Let's bring in Rick Newman, who's been writing about this and taking a look at what's actually motivating the markets despite the humanitarian crisis we're witnessing. Rick?
Well, what's happening in the markets today has nothing to do with what's going on in Afghanistan. You guys have been talking about it. It concerns about new regulations in China, weaker than expected, Home Depot earnings, retail sales a little bit weaker than expected. But what did the markets do while the Taliban was basically sweeping across Afghanistan last week and then taking Kabul? We had five record highs in the S&P 500 while this was happening. And perhaps more importantly, almost no indication in the bond market telling us there was any kind of flight to safety or flight to quality. Normally, bond rates, bond yields would go up if that happens. That really did not happen. So markets have obviously been paying attention to what's, these terrible developments in Afghanistan, just like the rest of us. But investors don't think this has any implications for stock or bond markets in the moment. So that's obviously a good thing. I think for sure there are second order consequences that could affect markets down the road. And that does include things such as you just mentioned, Adam. What does this mean for Joe Biden's presidency? And what does it mean for Democrats who are trying to fend very slim margins in both the House and the Senate in next year's midterm elections? We'll find out.
And Rick, to really piggyback on that point, wondering what this might mean for the Biden administration's ability to negotiate with congressional lawmakers on future legislation. Of course, we have that infrastructure bill that is still up in the air, especially on the reconciliation side of things. So where do things stand on that front, do you think?
I think it really depends what happens in the next 6 weeks. So as we speak, this evacuation is underway, not just for American diplomats, other people associated with the 20-year American war effort there, Afghan interpreters, and literally thousands of people who are now at risk. The most important thing from President Biden's perspective is that there are no U.S. casualties as that all unfolds. As we all know, the Biden administration has had to rush troops back into Afghanistan, mostly in and around the airport in Kabul, to safeguard this, what is now a huge airlift that's underway. So if 6 weeks from now, this airlift looks like it has more or less worked, I think, despite whatever kind of horrifying developments we might see inside Afghanistan itself, if this does not affect Americans, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but if Americans don't see Americans being harmed through this, then maybe this won't affect President Biden all that much. On the other hand, I think what Ian Bremmer of the Eurasia Group was talking about, if there is some kind of unforeseen disaster, a firefight with the Taliban, more American deaths at the time when we're supposed to be withdrawing to prevent such a thing, that would have longer terms and very bad implications for Biden's ability to get anything done. So Biden's political standing right now depends on whether this evacuation goes more or less smoothly, if you can use that word, or if something bad happens.